Hey guys, welcome to another interview. This week I am sitting down with the lovely Anna. I know Anna from a few years ago. We worked together on the same boat, and Anna is doing something amazing at the moment. Anna, can you please explain to everybody what it is that you're up to?
Sure. Thank you, Chandra. This is very exciting. After 8 years in the industry, when I went to leave and get out of the industry, I hit a bit of a wall of going, where do I go? What do I do? And now what I help people do is get really clear on who they are, and so create their ideal life after yachting. So create the life that they want to leave when they leave yachting, and get really clear on like their internal compass and all these other amazing skills and attributes that make them amazing. So that's what I'm kind of, that's my now space that I'm doing.
That's really, really awesome. That's something quite special, actually. So tell me, before you got into yachting, were in like a similar sort of work? What did you do before you got into yachting?
Oh, nothing like it at all. Prior to yachting, I was in television, and I worked as a camera operator and a floor manager for the news and comedy and sports and stuff. And then I worked in the mountains in the snow and found out about yachting literally just by someone who passed the message on, there's these boats in France and you can work on them. And I had no hospitality experience. I had no experience in boats. I didn't even know what a super yacht was. I thought it was a small, tiny little sailboat. Coming into the industry was quite a shock to the system. But a huge learning and amazing learning experience and curve.
I remember as well when coming over, I think as I left South Africa, my best friend said to me, she asked me actually, she was like, do you get seasick? And I had no idea because I'd never even been on a boat before, right? So when I got to Palma and I saw the size of the boats, like, my mind was blown, absolutely.
Yeah, I remember when I got to the south of France and I thought, so my very first time in yachting was going to the south of France and going couch surfing somewhere inland a while away. And then I went down and started dock walking in on Teeb at the smallest boats, speaking really bad French and asking people for jobs. And the second guy said to me, you don't know that I'm British? And I said, no. And it was just this kind of like, oh, right, I don't know what I'm doing. I really done some research before I came in and started like doing all this. But it was quite eye-opening when you saw just the scale of the boats and how much bigger they were than what I had thought they were.
Yeah, it's pretty intimidating in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings me to my next question, right? So tell us the story. So you basically touched base on it by saying that you went couch surfing and you went dock walking. What was the other steps that you took that actually led to you getting your first job?
Right, the actual useful ones is probably more relevant for people who are watching this. So I firstly ended up going, okay, couch surfing here in a part of France that has got no one who even knows what a boat is not very useful. So I moved into a crew house, which ultimately is a really good idea to start with, because then you're actually surrounded by people who know what you're talking about or who know more than you do. And you're in the right zone, and you're also with other people who know what's going on. And then I went out for 2 months dock walking every single day. I had my CV, I had my little outfit on, and I went along to every single dock all along the coast of France and Italy, and just went to every single marina and got up at, 5:30 every day, went to the train station and went on the train to all these places, and just kind of made friendships and got a bit of rapport going on with people who were on the boats or the marina people or the crew agents and all that kind of stuff. At the time, I think it was hard because I really wanted to be on deck, but all I could, you know, this is in 2011, and there were very, very few females on deck at the time. And so I just kept getting this kind of, I want to be on deck. And then there was a, just go and be a stew. And so that kind of happened again and again and again. And I either wanted to be a deckhand or an engineer, and without having either qualification or even having like, yeah, nothing more than my SCCW, it was kind of just fighting a bit of a losing battle at the time. Yeah. Now it's much different, but at that time it was really quite tough. And then also going and like, you know, networking and meeting people in the bars, but also at cafes and stuff during the day, and being around to do stuff when people said, if, like there were a few times where they would come into the crew house and say, hey, we need someone to do this. And I was the first person to put my hand up at any time. Like, someone needs me, I'll do it. Just in order to get out there and get experience, because like day working is the key to getting in, and having networks and all those kind of things was definitely my first experience to get in. Mm. And what else went on? I guess when I first got my first day work, it was in the Cannes Film Festival, and it was doing stew work. But then when you get on a boat, then you can start like implementing all things. Like, you can be just a really hard worker, be really friendly, start meeting and connecting with all the different people on the boat, because that's the way that you start getting those connections. And that person might know someone else who's on an, or that person definitely will know someone else on another boat. And if you show how, like, you know, your true colors of how you're really dedicated and you're really hardworking and all of those sort of things, then it's kind of like the best in, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, just being able to be open-minded in the beginning to take a role, even though if it's not the exact one that you want, but if it's day working, to just do it so that you can, you know, meet other people and ask the right questions and definitely show them like your absolute best, and then definitely get in that way for sure. I've actually surprisingly had a lot of people ask me whether or not staying in a crew house is a good idea. And I always say that it absolutely, because I mean, even in the last crew house that we stayed in, we weren't looking for day work, but every day some of the guys came back saying, oh, the boat next door is looking for three people, and there just wasn't enough crew in the crew house to cater for all the day work, which was pretty interesting.
Yeah, and there's always people, like people are always, you know, in the different parts of the world that you end up in, crew houses are often a place that people will go if like, hey, does anyone know anyone that is looking for day work? The first place they go to is the crew house, because they know that the whole pool of people there looking. Yeah, and you're so right about not necessarily taking the first thing, that you don't have to have the perfect job. And actually, in fact, the first job you get is probably very, very unlikely to be the ideal. So getting experience is more important than getting the ideal job.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Okay, so my next question is, with all the knowledge and experience that you have now, looking back, is there anything that you would have done differently?
Different as such, I think.
Or we can say, is there anything that you wish you knew then that you don't know?
Things I wish I knew then, and things I actually, this is a big one that's coming up, is get a mentor. Find someone who's a few steps ahead of you. Because that person, if you can, like, kind of, I don't know, if you imagine a little bird, and it's like under the wing, and it's like someone there to help you along and help guide you. It's, you don't have to follow everything they do, but they've been there. They know, like, you know, we've been there. It's so much easier now to help someone else through. And even things like, you know, when you first get on a boat, like offering yourself to, you know, is there any way I can help out? Learning different parts of different like aspects on the job. Mm. So if you're a steward, even asking, hey, like engineers, would you mind showing me around sometime? Is there anything that, you know, like I'd love to learn more? So like really yeah. getting like learning as much as you can, especially at the very beginning. It's like you never know when those skills are going to be required. And when someone says on the next job that you get, hey, we need a deck steward or we need a deck engineer, and you've got the ability to step in and be like, I know what that is. Or yeah. I've been learning that. I've been dedicating. And, you know, when you're not getting out there and like talking to other people and really using networking as not going and just drinking a lot and getting yourself into that zone, but actually networking in a like really healthy way is, and one other thing was, you know, there's so many Facebook groups now that you can get into and you can ask, hey, I'm new to the industry. I'd love some advice. People are always willing to share their own experience. And if you put yourself out there, be vulnerable, not say, this is me, I want this. Say, this is me, I'd love your help if you don't mind, you know, answering a few questions. Build some rapport with people who are in the industry as well. And yeah, going in that way is just so much, there's a lot more support that way. And
yeah, true. Because when we started, there wasn't that many Facebook groups. I mean, I don't actually remember any Facebook groups.
No. Yeah. Not that we're
And the Startyarding group is there as well, which is the main purpose of it. I want people to be asking questions on there because there's even a lot of questions that I don't have answers to, but I have engineering friends in the group and captain friends in the group, and everybody's always happy to help out. So that's really cool. And it's so nice that, you know, things like this is available now for everybody coming in. Okay. So my last question for you, what do you feel is the best bit of advice you can give a person that is starting out right now? I kind of feel like you gave a little bit of that now in your last answer, but let's think of another thing.
The best advice is just go in and just like work hard, be real, don't fake anything, don't try, like, you know, have integrity, be authentic, and have like be responsible for yourself. Don't go on and use your phone. Like you're coming in to try and like show people like the best version of you. So don't go on. I've had so many deck crew on board as day workers who have come on and they're on their phones the whole time. I'm like, you're trying to show me that you are someone I want to employ, but I'm having to tell you to please put that down. So like just be like a good version of you, and within all that, also be really personable and relatable, because people want you as a friend and a crew member and someone they want to live with and work with. And so being like a real just genuine person who is hardworking, friendly, caring, kind, able to help out in any way, that's kind of like the ideal crew member. And if you can be there and someone who takes their own initiative and does the right thing, then, you know, it's hard to not employ you.
Well, that's really awesome. That's really, really good advice. I mean, people have to remember that a lot of boats hire people to see if they would fit in with the family that is already on board. And it does tend to be a family because you spend every living day together, every waking hour together.
And I think probably another thing is be aware of your place. Like the super yacht industry has hierarchy, and whether we like that or not, when you're starting out, you are starting out. So all these people that have been in there for a while before you, use them as inspiration, and you see what you can like gain and you know, get from their knowledge and their experience But know that you're still in the beginning phases. You don't have to be amazing. You don't have to know everything. But just use that time to be like, I'm in a phase of learning, and I'm in a phase of growth, and I'm in a phase of like, just take everything that you can, because you'll get to a point where you have been in for such a long time that it might feel a bit more uncomfortable to be asking just all those questions. But when you're new, you have the ability to be new. You have the ability to ask anything. So, yeah.
That's so true. All right. I'm not going to keep you any longer. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you sitting down with me today.
Oh, thank you, Chandra.
All right. We have to do this again sometime soon.
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, bye.
Thanks.